The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Things were looking up. Had me hair done, got myself some stink, new frock, Spanish holiday, falling in love. Here I am getting dolled up for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Alcohol Advisory Service.
It's the same difference.
It's not, and you know it.
All I hope is I don't get cheesed off and walk out like last time.
Not with me there, Mum.
Oh, you're coming now, are you? What happened to this pile of homework you were fibbing about?
I weren't fibbing. I've got a 1,000-word essay on the Luddites.
Back kitchen snided out with them things.
They're wood lice. Luddites are people in Nottingham who smashed up machinery. Basically, they were opposed to new technology.
You should come and have a look at our telly. Picture's gone again. I sometimes feel like putting my foot in that. I'm anti-progress myself. I were all right with the last one. No teletext, just a plain telly, which had a decent picture. What's up with that? Where's my purse?
You're an egg case, you are.
Ta, that's why I'm going where I'm going.
Sauce, Mum. I'm only joking.
Many a true word, Dawn. How do I look?
Knockout. I shan't be a sec.
Oh, just leave them to drain. I don't want to be late. We'll zoom round quick save on the way back.
You're not nervous, are you?
What, a quick save?
A VAAS. Are you sure you want to go? They will help, Mum. They know what they're doing.
Maybe. Come on, lovey. We'll give it a go.
Right, Bernadette, I'm off to Bickerton Street.
Oh, right, Mark.
Aren't you going to work today?
Sorry? Me? Oh, yes, I'm going to work.
She's been in touch, your wife?
Oh, she still doesn't know about this place. I phoned her to ask about the kids. She said they disowned me. How could she say that?
It must be terrible, that.
I was wondering, by the way, is your new house nearly finished?
Nearly finished? We've hardly started.
Not able to move in yet, then?
Oh, Bernard, you said you'd give me time.
I know I did.
But you want me out?
You see, I'm going back, if she'll have me. I can't live without her, Mark, and the kids. Oh, this is driving me mad. Or to have any chance...
Come on, you can give me a week, surely.
I don't want this, Mark. I want you to stay.
Don't a flipping sound like it.
Louise isn't the only reason.
You're going to sack Pritchard. At last. Right. If it's what you want, I'll go. Look at me. I've got two flipping houses and nowhere to live.
You're having nothing else. You've had Pop and you've got Chris. You've stuffed Winchin. Daddy's trying to do the shopping. Sorry, love. Come on, you learner.
I thought it were you, Nev.
Oh, Reenie. Hey, any idea where the jelly is? Flaming nightmare, this is. I'm sure they move things about just to fool you.
I've noticed that. You didn't get that when Wendy worked here. Hello, little Nev.
Oh, he's a pain. You try walking him round whilst pushing a trolley with one wheel going right and the other three going left.
Oh, you'll get used to it, won't he, Doc?
I'm beginning to think Cheryl made the right move.
It's here, Luke.
What?
Jelly. And I want a word with you. Our Mark denies all knowledge of that key.
What key?
The key for next door. The one that mysteriously disappeared.
Oh.
Well, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Nevy, you're dropping them all down your card.
Oh, he must have shoveled muck down his neck all the time.
It keeps him quiet.
Well, look at this rubbish. All sugar and E-numbers. He'll be running riot. No wonder he's naughty. You ought to start giving him healthier foods, Nev.
As if a stick of celery had to stop him playing up.
It's true, it were on the telly. Now that key...
Oh.
Oh my God, I'll see you later, Nev.
What's the rush? Where are you going?
The rice one, the noodle one. Oh, don't I get noodles? It's like eating worms. Get the
Do you hear them? Down the other aisle?
Dawn and her mother. They're all right.
You might think so, but between you and me, I can't stand the mother. If you get talking to her, you're there all day. Ta-ra, Nevy Duck.
Never known your granby like that, have you, Nevy?
No.
Still, that's your daddy off you, pro tem.
Ah, Ah, Mrs. Pritchard, please sit down.
Thank you. Becoming quite a regular thing, this. Twice in a matter of days you've had me on the carpet. Metaphorically speaking, I hasten to add.
Oh, for heaven's sake, do you never tire of the lowest form of wit?
Not really.
In that case, I come straight to the point. The less I hear from you, the better.
I take it it's not to invite me for lunch.
I advise you to look elsewhere, Mrs. Pritchard. You'll work your notice, of course. And we owe you 2 weeks' holiday. The letter will be in the post. Well, it just remains for me to wish you well for the future. That will be all.
Oh, I don't think so yet, Mr. Rowley. You may think you've got it sewn up with your little wife. Now you've told her about Mark being tucked away in your duvet. She might be happy with that arrangement. I don't know. I know certain people who won't.
My fellow board members.
Exactly.
Susan, let me offer you some advice. In this world, there are winners and losers. The unfortunate thing is that losers are very rarely taken seriously. Think about it. Mark never existed.
What are you talking about? I've got proof.
Oh, of course there's proof. Mr. Colcroft's name is in our records. As for living in my flat, well, coming from you, that would be nonsense, wouldn't it? Sour grapes after being given the sack.
You swine.
Start clearing your desk, please, Mrs. Pritchard.
Mr. Rowley, do you remember that wonderful Christmas party a couple of years back? I do. Fond memories. I had the photographs out only yesterday. One of you with your arm round somebody. One of the YTS boys, I think it was.
And what's that got to do with the price of cheese?
Nobody gets me over a barrel, Mr. Rowley. Nobody. I'll make sure your name is dragged through the mud. I'll go to the board and then I'll go to the papers.
The papers? Oh, get wise, woman. This is 1992. I'm chairman of Six Towns Building Society, not Prime Minister. I hate to admit it, but I'm hardly News of the World material. Now get out.
Maybe you're right, Mr. Rowley. But I'll tell you this. If I'm going down, I'm not going down without a fight. That's not my style, you know that.
I also know you haven't got a leg to stand on.
Mrs. Colcroft.
Oh, crikey.
Hello, Dawn.
Fancy you picking the same checkout as us.
Where's your mother?
She's gone get some fags. Just seen your Nevernall. Is it a family outing?
Oh, so it seems.
Between you and me, Mum's in a good mood. Yeah, we've been to the alcohol advisory service.
Keep it down, Doc.
Do you realise you've got drugs in your trolley?
You what?
That bottle of wine.
Sure, she's only plonk.
Ah, but it's a drug. I didn't know that either.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Colcroft. Guess where I've been, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Alcohol advisory service.
All right, keep it down.
And here's you buying wine. You celebrating?
No.
You're doing Ray something nice. He likes that wine, I know. I've got a bottle of that at home. I shan't touch it. Forbidden fruit, eh, Dawn?
Not forbidden. They say you can have a drink.
Did Dawn tell you we've been?
She told the old supermarket.
They're ever so good. I'd recommend them, Rainey.
Why don't you put it on the tannoy?
Here's your Nev.
Oh, Nev, thank God.
£24.53, please.
Nev is gone and peed his pants.
How much?
£24.53, please.
He's peed his pants. I told him to hang on.
Oh, Dawn, have you got any money?
No. Oh, Mum, how embarrassing.
Are you sure that till's right, lovey? Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Rainey. This technology. Dawn says the Luddites you smash it up. I'll put some up back.
No, no. How much do you need?
Oh, you're going to do that.
No, really, how much?
Have you got a fiver?
Oh, I'd give 500, get out of here.
There you go, lovey.
Thank you.
Come back with me, I'll reimburse you.
It'll do again.
No, it won't. I'm not having folk talking.
Oh, nobody's talking.
Shut up. You've been good enough to help me out, so you'll have it back. We're going back up over there, wait for you. Come on, Dawn.
I told him that I'd been drinking too much pop.
Oh, Nev, have you ever wanted the ground? Just open up and swallow you.
Thank you, Bernard.
Oh, I was just having a shower.
Well, there was no need to hurry on my account.
Yeah, we're thick with plaster dust.
Drink?
Too early for me, thanks.
How's it coming along, the house?
Well, Rome weren't built in a day, Bernard. I've only got one pair of hands. Well, two with Dad.
No, Mark, I didn't mean that. I've been thinking. Well, I've been to see Louise. She wants a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I've also seen Pritchard. My God, awful woman. You'll be glad to hear she's no longer with Six Towns Building Society. Funny kind of day when all's said and done. One woman said goodbye to me and I've said goodbye to another. Of course, my wife settled for divorce. Oh, nothing dramatic where Louise is concerned. Pritchard, on the other hand, she's threatened to go to the board, as I predicted. Stupid woman.
I'll pack me gear, then.
No. No, Mark.
Why? You said you wanted me out if Pritchard went.
Who cares about Pritchard? No, she's out of my hair. I've lost my wife. If I lose you, I've lost everything. I want you to stay.
Hang on. I've been thinking and all. I've been here long enough living Bookshee. It's time I went. I'm a big boy now. I've got two houses.
Mark, wait. Yes?
Hello, Mr. Rowley.
Pritchard!
Dr. Jim-Win, can I come up?
You've got a nerve even to stand on my step.
Oh, let's not start here, please. It could get heated and half the street will hear.
Pritchard! Go get dressed, for God's sake.
Very cosy, I must say. Of course, I have been here before. You weren't here then, Bernard. It was just Mark and I alone. He'd just taken a shower then, too, as it happened, though he didn't bother getting dressed in such a hurry.
What do you want, Pritchard?
Well, you're there, a G&T would go down nicely.
I didn't mean to drink.
Oh, pity. In that case, all I want's money. This afternoon, I thought a lot. Did precious little work, actually, because let's face it, when you're sacked, there's little incentive. I said to myself, well, Susan, in a month's time you're a lady of leisure, so you may as well have a taste of it this afternoon. So I thought, say I didn't tell the board about Bernard and Mark, how much would he be prepared to pay for keeping his job?
And what ridiculous figure did you come up with?
10,000.
£10,000?
Shut up, Mark. I'm talking to the organ grinder, not the monkey. And that, Bernard, is generous.
You must be off your head.
Oh, am I? I remember a while back you paid Mark's deposit for Snow Hill. Later you were prepared to buy back the same property. Oh, come on. You can't tell me that's the behaviour of a pauper. If you're willing to shell out that much for a wimp like Mark...
You what?
£10,000 for your job's peanuts.
I'm a witness to this, you know.
Big deal. You've got just as much on me as your boyfriend has, but he's going to see that it never comes out. I've got you both by the curly ones.
Don't kid yourself. You're in cuckoo land. Or maybe 20 years ago. But now you're out of my life, Pritchard. So now get out of my flat.
I'm out of Six Towns Building Society, and what a relief. As you said, with my qualifications. Made a couple of phone calls. Looks like something's in the offing. Yes. Fresh scenery, fresh faces. I was finding myself a bit stifled in your mouldy little setup. So there's just this matter of my golden handshake.
And if I said yes?
Yeah, I wouldn't bother you again. You have my word.
You're not going to let her walk all over you.
What do you think?
Remember, Bernard, it's either a measly £10,000 or everything. Let me see. Wednesday. I'll give you till Friday. Toodle-pip.
Who the hell does she think she is?
£10,000 to keep a gob shut.
I need a drink.
£10,000?
Don't keep repeating it, for God's sake.
It's a lot of money.
She's living in the past, Mark.
She's ripping you off.
Don't talk rubbish! My God, she's right. You are naive. Do you honestly think I'd hand money over to her just like that?
But she'll go to the board.
Oh, for heaven's sake, the board know. They know. Do you want me to spell it out to you, Mark?
You've had a relationship with one of the board, haven't you?
The penny's dropped.
I'm sick of you taking the mickey out of me.
Where are you going?
To pack.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I'm out of this once and for all.
If you go, I've got nobody. Mark! Mark.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloughs was written by Mark Bickerton. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and has been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.